This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Tuesday of a possible long war against Hamas, saying Hamas must be destroyed, speaking following a meeting with France's President Emmanuel Macron.
Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties, but we will do every effort to avoid them to fight this war as speedily and as rapidly as we can, but it could be a long war.
Israel is escalating its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion against Hamas militants. The war is rapidly raising the death toll in Gaza, and the U.S. fears the fighting could spark a wider conflict in the region. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Tuesday said at the White House a ceasefire at this time would only benefit Hamas, which kidnapped and killed Israeli civilians October 7th. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports.
Ahead of an expected ground assault into Gaza by Israeli forces, Kirby reiterated a stark prediction of further civilian casualties.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt going forward. I wish I could tell you something different. I wish that that wasn't going to happen.
There are concerns worldwide about the hostilities widening. U.S. officials on Tuesday confirmed there have been about a dozen attacks on American forces in Iraq and Syria during the past week. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Some trucks were transporting aid to Palestinian civilians in the besieged Gaza Strip on Tuesday. The United Nations had earlier said about 20 trucks had been unable to cross into Gaza from Egypt via the Rafah crossing on Tuesday.